We are not against people. Let's make that clear. We are totally for everyone's health and safety. We are not against people. No one is racist. This right-wing moniker that the media keeps running with, look, it's worn out. It's played out. It doesn't stick anymore. Would they just grow up? Just grow up. Like that guy acted like a big child, yesterday on the radio. We just didn't, it was like, am I, like, why would anyone protest against decent, honest people concerned about their environment and their local town? Why would anyone, especially a county councillor, vote against people protesting? No, there's no cause there. They don't have a cause. We have a cause. They have no cause. Why would you vote against other people protesting? That is just childish, in my opinion.
What is the protest about on Saturday?
The protest is about the mass immigration, the invasion and replacement of the Irish people. Now, how are they replaced? Well, think about it. Our local nurses protested 10 years ago outside hospitals everywhere. We need more money. And look, everyone agrees that nurses do, like, they do an amazing job and they should be paid a lot of money. They shouldn't be chased out of this country to Australia. They want to come back and they can't get back because there's no housing, right? There's a housing problem. So there's a lot of problems that, will come together in the one thing. So there's no houses. They can't get on the housing market. They're not getting decent pay. So the result now is they're bringing in workers from India and these places, right? And they're paying them less. They are paying them less. It's cheap labor, unskilled workers, cheap labor being brought into this country. How on earth is it going to thrive? Like, it can't thrive starting there.
So just in relation to that, Kim, and we'll talk about the undocumented immigration in a moment. So, are you of the view then that, say, for instance, in Letterkenny University Hospital, are you of the view that the nurses and doctors that are there from other countries, ideally in your mind, that they might return to their own countries and Irish people return to Ireland to take those jobs?
That would be great. And those people are filling the gap right now because we need them in the hospitals. We need them to fill that space. Of course, they're welcome. But
But
you know, a
do you
lot of people.
understand how that, though, because that was one of the concerns a caller Louise had, who was attending the meeting on Saturday, that her concern was illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants coming in, the opening of I-Pass centres. She was attending, but it wasn't to sort of protest about non-Irish people that are living and working here. But you seem to be of view that it would be a better country if they weren't here.
I wouldn't say that completely because, as I said before, we cannot be against people. We are for people. So if someone's here 20, 30 years from Poland, from Romania, from these countries, Eastern European countries, that first influx, of course they're now settled. They've got children. Like, I know guys who are married to Polish people and people like that. And no, of course not. No. What I mean is, let's repatriate our own people who are abroad. Let's incentivize them to come home. And how can we do that? We can conjure up money
But
to bail out banks
you
and
did
all the
say
rest. So why
you,
not? Just let me finish here. Sorry.
yeah, go ahead.
So why can we not get the money? Money is this thing. There's no money. That's nonsense. They can print money when they need it, but guess what? By printing the money, we're paying the price with inflation. So it's a double-edged sword, like.
But people might be uncomfortable, Kim, with you stating that, there are those working in our health sector, as an example, that you would prefer if they went home.
No, I wouldn't say that. Of course, some of them are going to integrate, but basically, a program, get an NGO set up. There's plenty of NGOs, wasting money. Get an NGO set up, pump billions into it, like they're able to do to some of the NGOs. Get a program that's fair to everyone. Repatriate our nurses and doctors. Get them back. Look, we educated them here, and then we exported them. That just doesn't make it makes no sense. And Greg, everyone just knows that in this country, everything is upside down, back to front, and inside out. There's no common sense. Now, I'm not a big Trump fan, but I am a fan of common sense. If someone says a common sense, a principle idea, and it resonates with the people, the ordinary working man on the street, That's what we want. We
want fairness. Donald Trump is in favor of immigration to meet working needs within America. So, you know, where you seem a little bit more opposed to that than he. But anyway, listen, there's very
Situation to that. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. But, you know, 37 councillors making, you know, a mass consensus statement about the march that we're having. Look, if you looked at Dublin, it's ordinary families, women and children and men walking on the street. Mm. You can see by their faces, they're delighted to get out and express what's wrong with this country. So it's a demonstration of their disgust at the government. There is no right-wing fascism against people who come to this country. It's not their fault they're here. It's not their fault. It's the government's mishandling of the whole immigration policy. It is unreal, totally.
Would you be in favour of any immigration?
I would be in favour of controlled borders.
Any acceptable level of immigration in your view at this time?
Well, look at our people who go to Australia. They have to. You know, I mean, they're put through the mill as regards, you know, having all their ducks in a row to get in. So why can we not actually reverse that and have what they have? You know, just a sensible migration policy, not this open borders. Everybody's in, and it's a criminal element. Now imagine, Greg, you would probably come to the protest tomorrow if there was a guy with a knife out in the middle of Letterkenny Main Street threatening someone in a car, like what happened in Carrickmacross. And I'll say to that, Declan Meehan, how would he feel if that was his wife or daughter in that car and a man appeared with a knife? Now, this criminality is...
But what do you mean
everywhere.
I would go to... What do you mean
it's
I'd go,
everywhere.
What do you mean I'd go to the protest? Sorry, Kim, I don't understand what you mean. I'd go if there was someone with a knife. What does that mean?
No, I didn't say that. I said you would go if someone... Are you coming to the protest, Greg?
No, I'm at a wedding.
Okay, fair enough. But what I'm saying is if someone appeared on Letterkenny Main Street with a knife, right, threatened someone in a car, like happened in Carrickmacross, because they're having a gathering on Friday night. If it hit home, like if that Declan Meehan was walking down the street and he saw that, it would hit home that.
But everyone's aware of instances, Kim. Like I find it hard to believe that me and you are actually here having a conversation now. And in some way, you're trying to paint me as someone who's coming at this from a certain angle.
I'm not being defensive,
but this is what makes it difficult. You see, I try and have conversations, and you know, you get so much abuse one way or other. I can see why other radio stations actually don't talk about this at all, because then you know what you don't hear doesn't bother you. But I just don't understand how, you know, we have a platform here where we discuss things respectfully and openly, and yet still. It's not good enough. And sometimes I wonder if anyone wants this, whether it's the left in inverted commas or the right in inverted commas, that want this discussed on in the media at all.
Well, in my opinion, there is no right wing.
No, you know, that's why I said inverted commas. You know what I mean?
Greg, you know, whenever I say something like, honestly, I'm not referring to you at all. I know you're a journalist and you know how to handle people and you can take it, but no one, like, it's not...
No, I'm not soft. No, I don't, that's
you.
Fine.
I know, now, Kim, I know we're... Yeah,
there is some concern about... And you know, and then there are people say, so what? It's a country. About people coming into Letterkenny, that there are buses of individuals... presumably majority concerned citizens as well, that will be coming in to join this protest. Is that the case? And does that matter? Does it matter if it's people from Letterkenny and surrounding areas, or is this an all-island problem? And if people want to come in from outside of Donegal, well, then so be it. Like, do you know of many buses coming in, and does that put you up or down?
Yeah, I think it's good because a lot of people who I talk to, there's people coming from Sligo and they have relatives in Letterkenny. There's people coming from Dublin, they have relatives in Letterkenny. So there is a big connection to Letterkenny from all over Ireland, as you know. And, they want to come and they want to, voice their concerns. And they want to support the people in Letterkenny as well, because Letterkenny's never really had a protest like this. And it's actually very, 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 very good that people can now see through the veil of deceit that the government and RTE keep pulling the wool over people's eyes about immigration. Like, it's nonsense what they talk. And why did these 37 councillors, Greg, why have they not done a mass consensus statement when that guy got beat up in Letterkenny Main Street? Why was there not a mass consensus statement from them abhorring that there and giving out about that? Why was there not a mass consensus statement about the lady on the Main Street who got brutally raped? Why was there not a mass consensus statement from Donegal County Council about that?
Yeah.
And why is Donegal, why has Donegal got the highest percentage per capita of immigrants?
I got the impression that 300%, statement...
Yeah, 300% compared to all our counties in Ireland.
I got the impression the statement was more, and I could be reading it wrong, but I got the that it wasn't opposing the protest, but it was standing with solidarity with the, you know, reasonably sized population we have of people here of colour. You know what I mean? That to say that, you know, we don't want you off the back of what's happening at this weekend to feel that this isn't a warm, welcoming, inclusive place.
Yeah, well, I want to reassure people, no matter what nationality you are, we are not against people, the government and the powers that be and the globalists. They want divide and conquer, and we are not into that. We are into protecting everyone. And that lady I spoke about, I think she was an African lady that got brutally attacked. So we are for anybody who gets attacked. You know what I mean? It's you can't bring in a criminal element into this country.
Well, I can I can actually say with confidence, because on the show earlier or last week, I stated that I don't know what the views of people that have moved here, you know, second generation or are working here, you know, people of colour of different countries, what their views on Ireland's immigration policy was. But I was contacted by a few subsequently, people working in the medical fields or what have you, who also had some concern about you know, large centres for large IPAS centres. And some of the concern was is that it was they actually disagreed with some of the policy, but it was making their life more difficult because they were being seen as all being painted with the one brush. So I wanted to try and get a sense of what everyone was feeling in all of this. How many do you think will turn up to this protest on Saturday?
Well, we're expecting a large crowd. I would estimate 1,000. I don't want to go too large and then be disappointed, but I estimate 1,000 to 1,500. Hopefully it might top at 2,000. Now, we're going to march from the station roundabout right up the Port Road and down the main street to the Market Square, and we're gathering there at 1 p.m. And Damo Iver, the comedian, Andy Quirk is his name, he's bringing up all the flags, and he supplied all the flags for the Dublin protest. And it was a colourful, beautiful day out. People feel that they need to connect with other people.
Who's speaking on the day?
You need to show the government that their policies are not working and we are not taking it.
Have you a list of speakers?
Speaking on the day. Well, there's rumours that Conor McGregor might appear, but I don't know. And if he appears, he'll be the main speaker, of course. Because I like everything he's saying. You might not like him, but let's not shoot the messenger or not get into personalities.
But can you see past the type of person he is, though, to platform him like that, Kim? I mean, he's not a, you know, he's been found, you know, legally responsible for some really nasty things. In fact, some of the things that you've highlighted happened in Letterkenny recently. He was found to have done the exact same thing.
No, we're not going to go there because he was not. It was a civil case.
Yeah, and, that's what I said. He was found.
It was a stitch up.
Really?
It was a complete stitch up. Okay. They wouldn't allow the footage to be shown of the lady going leaving that morning.
All right, well, listen, I don't...
Now, if you're going to bring it up...
I just don't want to victim blame, Kim.
No, let's not
because
go there.
Because that's a woman. Don't want to start victim blaming on this show.
Declan Meehan as well. Like, imagine saying that we are bussing people in from unsavory places. Like, who is he to say that?
Who else is speaking, Kim?
That is complete snobbery, saying unsavory places, that we're bussing people in from unsavory places. Mm. I saw no unsavory people at that march in Dublin. Not one. It was colourful. It was happy. They were smiling. And there was 106,000 people
Who is speaking on Saturday? Definitely.
Well, I'm the main speaker, and Dr. Anne McCloskey is coming to speak. And we have a few other people. Robert Raduta from our organizing group is speaking. Yeah, we've got some good speakers, and like it doesn't matter who is actually speaking. It's the message that is important, not personalities. We're not into this. Isn't about me, and you know we are setting up the community councils and co-ops. We now have Letterkenny set up, and we will be asking people to join our co-op that day. So we have solutions on the ground as
you've
well.
Used we're not some, just about just for those wishing to attend. In previous speeches, you know, you've used some really strong language towards the Ukrainian communities and others. Are we going to hear the same type of passion in inverted commas on Saturday?
Well, as you know, Greg, we cannot control a crowd of...
No, it was you.
If people chant, get them out, get the government out, get the regime out. It doesn't necessarily... Like, it depends on the context. Get them out means get the government out. Yeah.
But you called to get Ukrainians out. Is that the type of language you're going to be... Just for those who may wish to attend so they know what the story is.
Yeah, well, if someone shouts, Ireland is full, they're talking about the infrastructure being full. We're full to the neck. We can't cope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The hospitals can't cope. You know, so who's to blame? Who's to blame? You cannot blame people. We're not against people. We're for everyone. We're against bad immigration policy, not immigration.
Yeah, but I mean, you did say that immigrants that are living and working here, you prefer if they went home and then
you say, no, I don't prefer that they go home. I prefer that we repatriate our doctors and nurses who we educated.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's room for everybody.